Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Tyson Harley here. Well, I got to tell you, I've openly admitted I voted for Trump because the alternative was looking to be awful. Just openly saying, you know, Elon Musk has exceeded his, quote, privileges in a day and age where in the discovery of the Supreme Court case around censoring speech, the admission was that, we cooperated with big tech was the White House's, the administration's admissions. Oh, we cooperated with big tech, but somehow they didn't get called unconstitutional because since they cooperated with big tech on such a big message, any motherfucker who says this type of stuff, you censor, then they said, well, but you didn't say which motherfucker. So it's okay. So absolute First Amendment on its face violation, but because of the way courts look at appellate cases and the way that's set up, then you could say, well, but did the individual, what was the individual the target? If not, then you need to bring the right individual. Okay. So that's why I voted not for libertarian. But at this point, you guys better start understanding why you need to vote libertarian. Latest example. Oh, look, Trump gives a speech denouncing globalism. And on the same day, he goes, oh, yeah, I think Ukraine should try to get their land back and all of it. Now, this would be great if it was just opinion. It wouldn't matter. But when it's a form of aid plus the Eric Schwartz million suicide drones, kamikaze drones, and all the stuff we're probably actively either supporting or doing in the theater, and the aid, and the fact that that is a NATO and WEF initiated war, no less than Macron, who's married to his former boyfriend, now girlfriend, said, yeah, I mean, clearly we're the ones who started the war by, and I'm going to paraphrase, I'm going to assume he at least said this, if he got this granular, by activating the Ukraine, that's a border country, that then gives the entirety of NATO more of a, if you will, a relative spitting distance to Moscow, the literal capital. So he admits it. It's a NATO, it's a WEF war. And Trump, on the same day practically, and I think it might have been the same speech, he's like, we denounce globalism. Basically is saying, and we've done it recently, you know, let's sell more arms to Ukraine, quote, sell. What we're doing directly and what we're doing with moral support and narrative support, that's globalism, bro. That's globalism. And then near or at the same time or near the same day, he says, I've always been a friend of Israel. Okay, I'm not saying that's globalism, but it's not real far from it. Because you can say, is Israel taking over in, you know, all of Gaza and then really having the intent to take over a part of 6 or 7 countries? See my episode on the Greater Israel Patch. Go find that. You can say that's not, quote, globalism, maybe, except that many of the NATO countries are supporting the same thing. But yeah, at the same time, you see that, okay, we have the distraction, potentially, but regardless of whether there's a distraction of Charlie Kirk and, you know, other headlines, and whether it was used for distraction, even if that was not, didn't have anything to do with the act itself, just the after effect of the assassination, we have various countries giving diplomatic, awareness, that's not it, saying that Palestine is a country. And therefore, in essence, saying, you got to stop with this crap, Israel. And while even in the NATO WEF area, it's always a fight, right? Like there's a fight of way right, conservative and left all the time in America and in Europe, same thing. So you can have some faction that's basically the WEF. And that faction largely tries to insinuate its tentacles into NATO. And then you can have other diplomats and officials saying, yes, we recognize Palestine, and trying to put a highlight on the fact that that should end. The truth of the matter is, Trump was elected to end both. Clearly, convincingly, that was what he was going to do. And I know he's at hyper speed and we're still only 9 months in. But seriously, bro, the least you can do if you haven't gotten to the end of that war is just not say, I'm a supporter of Israel and always have. Now, I know you can say, well, he's being diplomatic. But you don't have to say that given the insinuations of what it means right now. And never mind, because is that then the next step of where he says exactly what he does, what he says about Israel? And he basically has recently, as he has about Ukraine, that, yeah, forget some kind of a compromise. They should get all of their land back. And I know some of you are going to say that's just him trying to push Russia again to try to push us agreements and discussions, but it's not helpful. And again, it is so easy for them to distract him from MAGA because he's so. You can say it's because of a positive trait he has, which is an incredible amount of energy. I can also say it's because he's got attention deficit disorder. I mean, I'm not saying that clinically, I'm just saying it using it as a pop expression, right? Like, look, squirrel. And all of a sudden, because he's got so much energy, he thinks he can dip his toes in all these things, and he doesn't need to dip his toes in any of them. What he needs to do is stop the funding and stop the narrative support and stop the propaganda of any of these wars continuing. If all he did was say every day, hour upon the hour, these wars must stop, these wars must stop, and then start to say, we are going to stop funding any of them, and they can, if they want to continue to kill each other on their own, they can, but they're not using our arms and our money to do it. Guess what? It'd stop. Especially if you said, and this includes all existing arms deals, Israel, where we gave you the right to buy arms. Guess what? It stopped real quick. And instead, Trump is sitting there saying, well, it's characterized as denouncing globalism, and then has his happy feet all over the damn globe. He's so worried about having this impression and being the guy, the world leader with the biggest dick, or whatever it is, that I don't think you understand. I'm not just the dude in the United States. I'm just not the dude that's going to show up in history as a pop culture icon the most. I'm the dude across all of the leaders across the entire planet. And if he could maybe stop that and keep on his messaging, we'd be a lot better off. And again, I like his fire brandedness in many ways. And then otherwise, I go, I'll take a Ron Paul any day of the week. And honestly, because of the truth of his message, he was this close to being just that popular in 2008. If they would have had a different way to gather and collect delegates, and it was proportionate, he wouldn't have got dropped off because that was a total Republican play. The mainstream candidates traded winning states, but Ron Paul would have good showings in many states if it was proportionate, gaining delegates. Then he would have had enough that they would have had to continue to deal with him. He would have been a real thing 2/3 into it, halfway into it. And he would not mince words, he would go. And Trump is doing so many good things that some won't do, but then He totally fucks up this type of shit. And I have no reason to think, since he had a whole term before, that suddenly it's going to be enough is enough is enough. He identifies too much as the deal maker, the compromiser, the person who can get people in room and then take credit for the fact that he can get people in a room. And it's kind of like compromise in Congress. You can say it has a purpose, but it's not on its own a supreme virtue. Not the results. The results must be measured on their own. Now, if you can somehow be a compromiser and get us there, great. But on the other hand, there's something, if you're the guy with the biggest swinging dick in the locker room and you're going to force people, then why don't you show that and force people? Now, he'll do these power moves, seemingly, but then he'll drop back to compromise. You don't know what you're going to get. I remember, 3 weeks, 5 weeks back now, people are like, where was Trump? He's gone for much longer than usual. Has something happened to him? And that was enough just to get my attention, but not enough for me to look into, because I'm too busy in my regular life. I can't look into everything. And then, you know, it kind of go, well, did he get replaced? And these are the types of things, it's like, do you not remember what you said? Because you were about it, bad it. And I know much of you would just then say, and I'll consider it now, no, he's just another fucking politician. Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, he gets, a 9-point spike after the Charlie Kirk thing, and then he uses that, I guess, just to be totally malleable, just wishy-washy. Yeah, I mean, I think we need another, what was that, Contract with America? I remember that in the early 90s, the Republicans, Contract with America. And it got some things done, and then a lot of them fell by the wayside. So, yeah, I mean, I don't get it. If you're going to use executive powers to their full extent, and the other thing, too, then use them. I get that, you know, underneath he is a guy with a heart. But just stop switching messaging. And if you have a goal, don't let people presenting a bunch of nuances to distract you override that goal. He did the same thing with the JFK assassination. It's like, well, had you the files that were supposed to be released via a law anyway, like in 2017, whatever had not been released by then, even though they've been categorized, they would be released. And it's like, well, had you seen everything I'd seen? He got distracted by nuance. The same assholes who want to cover up that information said, oh, no, of course they didn't bring up the fact, I'm sure, that the law said release it. They didn't even put it in the right context. He's taking some briefing. And then he gives a stamp on keeping them hidden. And then he realizes later he'd been had. But then I don't think he's realizing often enough, bro, remember how you'd been had back with the JFK stuff? Are you thinking that it's possible that a lot of times these people trying to present nuance and other factors for you to consider are not considering many of, are not presenting many of the things that are relevant, that are background information? So really, I'll be honest with you. I'm happy that a segment of the world grieve Charlie Kirk. But I don't believe in this administration to get us out of these wars unless or until they do it. I don't believe in this administration getting Israel to stop being total fucking assholes and going towards greater Israel, which is, again, 50 times current Israel, taking control of the whole east coast of the Mediterranean and all the way down past the Nile's outlets into the Mediterranean Sea, taking over much of Egypt's population areas. I don't believe in his ability to go, seriously, let's be humane here. No, you don't get to take over whole areas because supposedly five people, you know, 1 millionth, 1 millionth, 1/10,000th of them are supposedly activists. You're supposed to go find them in a civilian area, not destroy the entire civilian area. I don't believe Trump will do it. It's in front of our faces. I don't believe he'll do it until he does it. And what will happen in the meantime is untold further human misery. You know, and we're over here properly mourning Charlie Kirk because I definitely, you know, shed tears over that. And we are properly mourning a political assassination. But really, over there, it's the whole branding of your political, if you will, has been placed on all the people who are just hanging out in Gaza. Oh, we're about to blow up that building. You don't have to get out, but it was going to happen. Yeah, you're not going to have an apartment anymore. All your stuff's going to be in rubble, all of it. That's not political. It's not political. It's the exact same parallel as though over here, you hate everybody you believe is conservative because what you think one particular person said or did, or vice versa. But not only you hate, it's one thing to hate, but then you blow up their houses under the idea that they might be associated with the MF-er named something, a particular name. But honestly, it's just like the Obama administration's drone, which showed up in the New York Times, I think, but maybe a different paper, where the large drones were more just China kind of targeting military, people of men of military age and groups overseas. I can't remember if it was Afghanistan or where. It wasn't, okay, we know that that's one of them. Let's try to kill him, and too bad, so sad that 25 other people are dead. That's bad enough because you're killing civilians, which is against the international laws of war. And you're killing them knowing you're going to kill them with a very specific and precise goal, and then saying, yeah, no, we're going to kill him. Instead of waiting, let's see if we got him, let's track him. Now, you know, human assets track him and get him to where he's isolated. No, we're going to kill him. Now, take that times 100-fold for Gaza. I mean, it is in violation of the international laws of war by 100,000. By a factor of 100,000, it's in violation of what, how minimal that's supposed to be. So, you know, if you want to understand whether you're ignoring something or misstating, or then just switch it to something you know, or switch it to the opposite. Either one of those. So again, make an analogy, okay? If I suddenly think that, oh, such and such a liberal might be involved in the conspiracy that killed so and so, say Charlie Kirk, is it okay to then start grouping them and bringing down apartment buildings? Or are we supposed to go get them? It's kind of the same issue, and I know it's war, but versus law enforcement. We had this same kind of question, like this moral question, back after 9/11. Like, wait a second, shouldn't we be catching them? Should we be catching them as international criminals, like the individuals? No, we're not going to do that. We may not even name them. Like I said, the Obama drone didn't name them. They said, look, it's a group of individuals. I'm not saying that that didn't continue. I'm just saying at the time, I'm not trying to blame Obama only there. The United States, it was during the Obama administration, overseas drones, and it was admitted, discovered, and admitted that they would just kill groups of men, none of which are identified, in their own land. Just kill groups of men in their own land because they were military age. This is the type of thing that if our world is ever going to start to be truly humane and truly, I don't want to sound too much like a hippie or anything, but, you know, truly about love and united and togetherness as opposed to just misery, we're ever going to pull everybody up, just even as a potential Star Trek goal. Then we can't just say, hey, it's military age men in their own land, let's kill them. And we can't just act like it's okay when others are doing that. Now, we can still be libertarian and say, you do what you want, bro, but we're not any part of it. Until it gets really, really bad, then you consider in a very, very instant case, current exact case, sorry, old law school terminology, that, you know, you band together as a group of countries to stop that. But in a libertarian world, you can still at least not act like you should support it and not give military aid. You can still be against it. But if you didn't support it and you didn't give military aid, and then you denounce them as a group of countries, internal things that didn't have to do with interventionalism could still exist, like tariffs or like boycotts. The other speaking of boycotts, what is this significant thing Trump did within the last week that, oh, we should, the entirety of Europe should boycott Russia oil? What are you talking about? They need fuel. Solar power is bullshit and always has been, unless and until we use true technologies that are hidden in the dark spaces of black budgets in the military and the proprietary areas of defense contractors. We are not going to have enough energy without fossil fuel. Do you get it? So for him to say, hey, yeah, all of Europe should boycott Russia. I mean, I guess if you can say again, you could say, ah, it's just rhetoric. But why would you even say such an insane thing that makes the Europeans go, oh, great, so we're going to starve on behalf of this ongoing war? Speaking of supporting the war. Like, he just throws shit on the wall and sees what sticks. And if you thought that was like, maybe he thinks it's like, that's how we get him back to the table. I just threatened, they can't even sell oil. Okay, you threaten, but you also look like an asshole who didn't care about European citizens. You know, that is absolutely globalism, Donald. So, yeah, I'm very disappointed. But I also know what he is. It's why I was really struggling to go, I know libertarians would actually do it, but then Kamala might win. She's the one who openly says free speech. It's not that she openly said it, it's that she was in the administration that was cooperating with big tech to squash free speech. And then was like, and the one that opened back up just because they wouldn't cooperate, Musk, she was threatening to shut him down and was not going to jail for saying it. No one was saying that was unconstitutional. It's one of those things, kind of like when Biden said, when we were 5 months into, 8, 9 months into having seasons go by for COVID, that he was going to mandate a vaccine. Just like that, I'm the one who had to go, did you hear what he said? Honestly, it didn't make the rounds. And in the same way, it did not really make the rounds that she said, Musk is abusing his privileges and he has to be under the same standards as everybody else. For a second, I sounded like RFK Jr. And so, you know, here we are saying dumbass shit like entirety of Europe should not buy Russian oil, which sure sounds like a globalism tack to me. Because globalism and NATO and WEF don't want a bipolar world. They want a unipolar world. And we're over here acting like we're going to be unipolar, and we're multipolar, and bipolar would be right too, acting like we're going to support and do things so that there is not a unipolar world, and talking to ourselves about make America great again, and yet the supreme leader of that is saying bullshit like that. So, yeah. Again, guys, I'm not going to, quote, stop supporting him, but vote libertarian. At least libertarians really say, and for a long time said, even at, you can say, well, yeah, but everybody gets in there but then doesn't do the whole thing. Yeah, but for someone to identify as libertarian this whole time, knowing that it basically gives you almost no chance to win, does show a different commitment to what those ideals are than someone who kind of spouts libertarian and conservative ideas and then gets into the White House and then pukes stuff that is not at all conservative or limited government or libertarian, like Trump's been doing. Much of his stuff is the opposite of limited government. It is making giant unified deals, which is the exact thing that I was saying Biden shouldn't be doing. If an individual person is making billion and multi-billion dollar decisions, then that's bad. That is not libertarian. That is not what the Republic is about. Big decisions must either be made by Congress or then approved by Congress. Only in things like acts of war and, you know, emergencies, not just signed off. Now, there is this, and I'm going to cut this off soon, but it's funny. We get this nice Supreme Court case that says, no, executive orders that are not backed, agency actions that rule promulgating, regulations that are not backed by something concrete in the law can be struck down. And so we have these situations where Congress approves laws that are generic and vague. So we have that. And honestly, because they're generic and vague, and they delegate so much responsibility for filling it out to the executive branch has a lot of power. So I agree, A, that he can, you know, use executive orders, but we also, right now, but that also needs to be fixed. And I don't know how we do it. We just make these giant bills. Again, guys, vote libertarian, bro. You're not going to get to a better world. They're going to go, unless and until we start saying, I don't care, it's not within the scope of the government. Your nuance doesn't matter as to why we should do this or why we should do that. We don't do it because it's not within the scope of the government. Then all this distraction scenarios that occur with every single president, no matter how on mission they are, whisper out loud or the quiet part out loud, none of them are on mission. They're all distracted. But these types of things wouldn't happen. Vote libertarian. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth.